Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the Alphabet of Happiness 26-day boost. Each day, I'm sharing a quick science-backed happiness tip, one for every letter from A to Z, as we count down to the big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st. And it's only 8 letters left. So if you would like to win one of the 3 signed copies of the Alphabet of Happiness, remember to tag me in your post about this boost, either on LinkedIn or on Instagram. And before we dive into this episode, I just would like to say a massive thank you to all of my USA readers. The Kindle edition of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, is in the top 100 Amazon bestsellers in behavioral psychology and top 10 in hot new releases within that topic. And none of that would be possible without your support and enthusiasm. And I am truly grateful. And to celebrate the publication of my book with my US readers, because some of you have emailed me saying we cannot join you in person in London, what else can we do to celebrate? I'll be hosting an online webinar on Monday, 8th of December, where I'll be exploring how to live a happier life. Do we have an answer? Maybe yes, maybe not. Let's see. And you can book into that webinar by visiting my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/courses. Okay, back to this episode. Today's letter is R for resilience, how to endure, recover, and ask for help. And resilience is a really interesting concept because it is this ability of bouncing back from the challenges and difficulties of life. And I feel often it is quoted as a solution to lots of systemic problems that we have in a society. For example, we know from statistics that almost half, so 46% of employees in the UK, for example, are close to burnout, or 79% of employees feel stressed at least once a month. And of course, the question often is asked, how can we make these people more resilient? Rather than, okay, what structural changes are needed in the workplace to actually protect people's well-being? And advocating for such options or even walking away from unhealthy situations is the most resilient option often. So in the Alphabet of Happiness, I try to challenge the notion that resilience is about persisting no matter what. And instead, I was trying to approach it in a more realistic way of asking for help more often, or taking time to recover from the stresses of life, or how can we walk away from toxic situations? So in today's action, I encourage you to build resilience during good times. I think, again, this is this myth that when we are in a stressful situation, we will be automatically resilient. And actually, that's not true. Resilience is a skill, and we need to build it during good times, during calm times, during times when life is going well. So here are some daily habits that you can implement to strengthen your resilience, such as 1, reflect on positive memories. 2, learn new skills. 3, build relationships with inspiring people who can help you and support you during difficult times. 4, practice habits that help you manage your emotions and regulate your nervous system. And 5, collect items, songs, books that lift your mood. So when you need to have that joyful uplift, you can get it easily. So what I often do is I compile those specific aspects into a resilience checklist. So I really would encourage you to write, when it gets tough, I will. And then list 5 simple actions that you can turn during your tough times. It could be that you boost your confidence, but reflecting on your strengths. It might be that you ring and ask for help, and you have that support network to do that. It might be that you start with some mindfulness exercises to help you to manage your stress levels. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you like today's hack, and I think it is a very important one. I really would like to know how it goes, how you're enjoying this boost. My book is packed with all those small practical gems like this. You can grab your copy from all key retailers. I know that at some point book completely sold out, but now we are back in stock. So by all means, visit Amazon, Guardian Bookshops, Blackwell's, Waterstones, and more. And of course, for US readers, the book will be available in the USA December time, but you can grab your Kindle version from Amazon.com now. And you've been doing that because the Kindle is absolutely trading. So thank you so much again. I see you tomorrow for the next letter and another happiness boost. Bye.